Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All four major remaining Republican presidential candidates will be debating tonight in Jacksonville, Florida. Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. And a new CNN poll shows the two frontrunners, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, are in a dead heat, with Romney barely in the lead, 36% to 34%. That's an effective tie. With the primary less than a week away, it's high stakes in Florida. Florida has a winner-take-all system this year, which means that next Tuesday's victor will take all 50 delegates to the convention, which is also in Florida, in Tampa. That's more than Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina combined. This is a big deal. Joining us to talk about how things are playing out from Pensacola to Jacksonville to Miami is Lenny Curry, chairman of the Florida GOP. Lenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Also
Thanks
with
for
us,
having me.
You're welcome. Also with us from Miami, our friend Phil Lotzman, reporter for WLRN and Miami Herald News. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Todd. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me start with you, Phil. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich both yesterday on Univision, part of a broader push for something that you have to do in Florida, which is appeal to Latino voters. How's it going?
Well, there was a poll, Univision, ABC News, and Latino Decision Survey that was just released that shows that Mitt Romney has a pretty comfortable lead, 15-point advantage over Newt Gingrich among Hispanic voters heading into the GOP primary, of course, next week. Now, Newt Gingrich is pretty popular, though, in the Cuban community. He sponsored Helms-Burton, the act in the 1990s, cracking down on the regime in Cuba. And so people remember that, and he actually addressed a couple hundred people at Florida International University yesterday, the former speaker, and said they would take a get tough approach on Cuba, promising to do everything they could to topple the Castros. And Mitt Romney went to the Freedom Tower, which is an iconic building here in Miami, which once served as a processing center for Cubans escaping Castro, and said that if he was fortunate enough to become president, that it was his expectation that Fidel Castro would be taken off this planet, quote unquote. And also, he attacked President Obama yesterday for not paying enough attention to Latin America, and that has been a frequent criticism here in Miami and throughout the Americas that the Obama administration has ignored South America, Central America, and Latin America for the most part in the first 3 years of their administration.
Lenny Curry of the Florida GOP, I want to turn this around on you because Mitt Romney did not win Latino support in 2008. McCain did. John McCain did. Why, in your view, are Florida Latinos in the Republican primary turning largely towards Mitt Romney now? Is it simply because there's no better alternative, or has Romney done something to impress them?
No, look, there's plenty of time between now and next Tuesday in terms of political time, the ultimate day of the primary. And for whatever reason right now, Mitt Romney is connecting with Latino voters. That being said, I think that the candidate that will emerge victorious in Florida will be the one in tonight's debate and in the days ahead that can make a compelling argument for the free market, a moral argument, how that will touch people's lives, job creation, will create opportunity. And that's what Floridians care about, I think, regardless of ethnicity, socioeconomic background. That issue trumps all issues in this election.
Now, Lenny, because you're an official with the GOP there in Florida, I really need to ask you this, because you know about the concern among Republicans that this prolonged race is weakening your eventual nominee to take on President Obama. Democrats, of course, act like they're gleeful at how this race is shaping up, long and ugly. What about in Florida and Florida's role in this? Do you buy it? Not the Democrats' charge, forget that, but that this prolonged race, as ugly as it is weakening you guys to take out President Obama politically. Lenny, are you there? All right. Well, we seem to have lost Lenny, but that's okay, because we still have Phil Lotzman, a reporter for WLRN, Miami Herald News. Phil, what do you think about that, the concern among Republicans about the long race? Has Florida done anything to make that worse, the supposed weakening of Republican candidates to face off against President Obama in the fall?
Well, there was a poll recently, not to rely too much on the polls, that the only candidate here in Florida that Floridians would pick over President Obama in the general election was Mitt Romney. And I think it should be noted also, Todd, a lot of Republicans have already voted. In fact, more than 500,000 Republicans sent in their absentee ballots before this surge by Newt Gingrich recently. And that could be very important. So we don't really know how many people are going to come to the polls. By the way, that's about 50% more than they did in 2008. And we should mention that the television ads, before we get too far on this, this is really a major issue here. There's been $14 million spent on TV commercials by the Romney campaign here. Many of the recent ones have slammed Gingrich. Now, I wanted to play a portion of what we've been inundated with here in Florida. Yeah. Here's one of the Romney ads.
While Florida families lost everything in the housing crisis, Newt Gingrich cashed in. Gingrich was paid over $1.6 million by the scandal-ridden agency that helped create the crisis.
And so to compete with Romney's financial firepower, the cash-strapped Gingrich campaign recently got a multi-million dollar infusion by the super PAC Winning Our Future, which is funded by the Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson and his wife. It recently put up $10 million of their own money for ads like these in favor of Gingrich.
When Mitt Romney invented government-run health care, Romney advisors helped Barack Obama write the disastrous Obamacare.
We put together an exchange, and the president's copying that idea. I'm glad to hear that.
I agree with Mitt Romney.
So there are also some positive ads touting Gingrich's leadership as Speaker of the House, but mostly it's been sniping during the commercial breaks here in Florida, and that really, the TV war is really, may end up deciding who wins on Tuesday.
Phil, I have urged everyone within the sound of my voice in Florida when this campaign got started to locate your TV remote, make sure the mute button is well oiled and that the batteries are fresh so that you can either know where the off button or the mute button is, because you have to have those skills. I got to turn around one more piece of sound on you. I know you know this is coming, Phil, down there in Florida. Listen to this. Newt Gingrich yesterday on the east coast of Florida at Cape Canaveral.
By the end of my second term, we will have the first permanent base on the moon, and it will be American.
Phil Latzman, Twitter loved this. How is moon base Newt Gingrich playing in Florida, where space launch is no joke? It's important to the economy.
Well, it is. In fact, the county with the highest unemployment rate in the state, or that area, is that coast where near Cape Canaveral, and that's a very important issue for jobs here. And it's something that I think that also the Republicans have attacked President Obama on. What to do with the space shuttle or the future of the space program is a major issue here in the state. And I think Newt Gingrich scored some points by talking about that yesterday.
By talking about the moon base, well, that's you can score points in Florida by talking about moon base. Newt, Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN. Miami Herald News, we thank you for joining us. We were also joined by Lenny Curry, chairman of the Florida GOP. The last debate tonight, it's in Jacksonville, it's the Republicans, and then it's on to voting Tuesday.